Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. A lot of people know Cole Porter's catalog songs, like You're the Top and Let's Do It. But there are other kinds of musical lists as well, devoted mainly to famous people, both real and fictional.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Most of the songs count to four or five names and stop. Regardless of the style of music, that's as high as the number goes. It won't be easy to fit many more in just 32 bars of music, whether it's R&B or country. Since they're make-believe figures anyway, it doesn't much matter. But they do hold together, whether they're the five guys named Mo or the all-girl, all-gospel quartet. Kevin Ramsey, and then the Statler Brothers.
Gonna tell you a story from way back. Truck on down and dig me jack. Let's big mo. Little bitty mo. Woo! Four-eyed mo. No mo. Look at brother. Look at brother.
Just after my childhood, I lost track and they lost some ground. Only in bargain store basements or flea markets could their records be found. I heard one One quit to take care of her dad. One's on TV in Atlanta, and the one they called Louise went back.
If any of the four of you hear me, there's a song I never could find. It's the one where Alma played guitar and Bonnie May sang after sound.
Though I find them hard.
Kevin Ramsey with Larry Wynn and Jerry Bressler's Five Guys Named Moe, and the Statler Brothers with Don Reed's The All-Girl, All-Gospel Quartet. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. You go to a party, Upper West Side, 30 years ago, Upper East Side. Very chic, very haute couture. Everyone standing around looking into imaginary mirrors. A lot of air kissing, and dare I say, the mentioning of names. You want others to know that they know that you know. You don't merely mention a name, you drop it. And then you add to the mix someone unsophisticated but genuine. A perfect setup for humor as Judy Holliday and the ensemble sing Drop That Name.
Don't be flustered, miss. Do as they all do. Just drop a name.
Ed.
Morrow.
Noel.
Howell.
Humphrey.
Bogart.
Bennett.
Sir.
Somerset.
Mom.
Jennifer.
Joan.
La, 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 la. Jose Ferrer and Janet Blair and Fred Astaire and Vincent Minnelli, Daniel Mann and Lynn Fontanne, Elliot Kazan, the former Grace Kelly, Louis Scherr and Courtney Burr and Irving Lazar and Lee Quinn.
And Rin Tin Tin.
Doris Day and Barry Gray and Edna Best. Arthur Lowe and Vaughn Monroe, Rebecca West. Erwin Shaw and Evelyn Waugh and Errol Flynn. Rory Calhoun.
And Rin Tin Toon.
Barney Baruch and King Farouk. Alistair Cook and Debbie and Eddie. Lucille Ball and Lauren McCall. Hedy Lamarr, Ross Russell and Freddie. Carol Reed and Sammy Stee. And Deborah Carr. Anna May Wong.
And Wrong Tongue Tom.
Luncheon was fun at 21, and I had to run for drinks at the plaza.
Dined with Jean Le Pavillon, then flew right on to St. Mark's Piazza.
Took a group for onion soup at dawn to Les Halles. It never shuts.
Like chock full of nuts.
My Christian Dior I wore, then tore, got fitted for a new Balenciaga, then to Jacques Vat for just one hat, got something that would drive you gaga.
Valentina's where I've been, I just adore that.
Things with good lines.
Like things from Klein's. I do all my shopping there with Mary and Ethel.
A Mary and Ethel who?
Mary Schwartz and Ethel Hotchkiss.
Errol Flynn!
Erin Tin Tin!
Edmund Quinn!
Erin Tin Tin!
Molly Corn!
Erin Tin Tin!
Raymond Massey!
Lassie!
That's the way you play the game!
From Julie Stein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green's 1956 score to Bells Are Ringing, Judy Holliday, Drop That Name. A lot of the names in these songs are foreign, and a lot of them are actual people linked by what they did or achieved or accomplished, their fields of endeavor. We start with music. Why not? Not only music, but composers. Not only composers, but Russian composers. Until Ira Gershwin thought about it, nobody realized how many of the names rhymed. And then along came young Danny Kaye to see just how fast he could name them all. The song was a tour de force for both of them. From Gershwin and Kurt Weill's 1941 score to Lady in the Dark, this is Tchaikovsky.
Ladies and gentlemen, I take pride in introducing the greatest show on earth, Liza Elliott's gargantuan three-ring circus, featuring for the first time the captivating and tantalizing Liza Elliott, the woman who cannot make up her mind.
Order in the courtroom.
Ah, the charges against Liza Elliott.
Whereas
Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind about the Easter cover or the circus cover. Secondus.
Secondus.
Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind whether she is marrying Kendall Nesbitt or not. Moreover, Mrs. Elliot cannot make up her mind as to the kind of woman she wants to be, the executive or the enchantress. And inasmuch as in a world where tumult and turmoil reign, these indecisions of Liza Elliot only add to the confusions of an already, as indicated, confused world. Therefore, be it resolved that Liza Elliot be brought to trial and be made to make up her mind. I should like to introduce that fearless witness, Kendall Nesbitt. Yay! Mr. Nesbitt, you are divorcing your wife so you can be free to marry the defendant. Isn't that so?
Yes, sir.
You were led to believe the defendant would marry you when, as, and if.
Yes, sir.
But now she refuses to make up her mind.
Yes, sir.
You gave her the best years of your life, and yet she refuses to be your wife.
Yes, sir.
He gave her the best years of his life. She was, shall we call it, his mistress. 'Twas only for her he's divorcing his wife, and now the man's in a distress. The mister who once was the master of a two would make of his mistress his missus. But he's missed out on a missus, for the mistress is through. What a mess of a mishmash this is. You know, I like that music. Who wrote it?
Tchaikovsky!
Tchaikovsky? I love Russian composers. There's Malachevsky, Rubinstein, Arensky, Yenchikovsky, Sapelnikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnik, Krizhinovsky, Godovsky, Atabuchov, Moniusko, Akimenko, Soloviev, Prokofiev, Tiomkin, Koroshchenko. There's Klinkler, Winkler, Bortniatki, Rebekov, and Yinsky. There's Metter, Balakirov, Zolotarev, and Kvoshchinsky. And Sokolov, and Kopolov, Tukhansky, and Klinovsky. And Shostakovich, Boradingli, Aronovakovsky. There's Liadov, and Karganov, Barkeyevich, Panchenko. And Dargumisky, Chervachev, Skryabin, Vasilenko. Stravinsky, Rimsky, Kosakov, Kuchorsky, and Grachaninov, and Glazunov, and Cesar, Kvikalinikov. Stravinsky, Yangre, Chaninov, Rumshinsky, Yandre, Chaninov. I really ought to stop. The subject has been brought to Chaninov.
Stravinsky,
Rachaninov,
Rumshinsky,
Rachmaninov.
I better stop because we feel we all have undergone enough.
Danny Kaye with Tchaikovsky. In the early 1920s, when Ira Gershwin was still writing lyrics as Arthur Francis, he and George wrote an amusing song about four famous classical violinists of the day. George loved to perform the number at parties, especially when one of the foursome was there. 15 years later, a highbrow in a show by Rodgers and Hart learns the joys of the lowdown when he figures out how to turn the three Bs, Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, into another three Bs, Barrelhouse, Boogie Woogie, and the Blues. The Funny Boners with Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, and then Bobby Van with the three Bs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, who are we? Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha. Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, we're four fiddlers, three. We're four fiddlers, three. Think you ought to know that we were born right in the middle of darkest Russia. When we were 3 years old or so, we all began to play the fiddle in darkest Russia. When we began, our notes were sour, until a man, Professor Auer, set out to show us one and all how we could pack them in old Albert Hall. Old Albert Hall, old Albert Hall. Temperamental, oriental gentlemen are we. Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly, fiddly dee. We give credit when it's due, but then you must agree that outside of dear old Fritz, all the fiddle concert hits are Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly, fiddly dee.
Mm-hmm.
We're not highbrows, we're not lowbrows, anyone can see. You don't have to use a chart to see we're hebrows from the start. Just Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly, fiddly dee.
Temperamental, oriental gentlemen, so we.
Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly, fiddly dee. Shakespeare says what's in a name, with him we disagree.
Names like Sammy, Maximo,
never bring the heavy dough. Just Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly, fiddly dee.
Was this written by?
By Cesar Frank.
Pronounce it Frank. Name this for me, Joe McCall.
We won't get home until morning.
You won't get home at all. Now please name the Russians who love to use percussion.
Tchaikovsky, Moskovsky, Mussorgsky, Stravinsky.
And what did Shostakovich write?
Lady Macbeth from Minsky.
Four masters I quote now, please tell me what they wrote now. Puccini, Bellini, Von Suppe, Von Bülow.
Puccini wrote Poor Butterfly.
That answer hits a new low. Who are the three B's of music?
Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. Great examples of the charms of Morpheus. Throw us right into the arms of Morpheus.
Johannes B, Ludwig von B, and Johann B.
Be sure to sing their praise. You will never get the old diploma here if they catch you whistling La Paloma here.
Two of them wrote symphonies and one wrote psalms.
Bach, Beethoven, and Herr Johannes Brahms. Rossini, Bellini, Cavanini, Petrosini, Gambini, Trentini, Martini, Paganini, Stokowski, Podowski, Levinsky, Leszczynski, Moferari, Molinari, and the man who wrote Shari.
You forgot Boraminovich.
Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. Great examples of the charms of Morpheus. Throw us right into the arms of Morpheus.
Johannes B, Ludwig von B, and Johann B.
Be sure to sing their praise. You will never get the old diploma here if they catch you whistling La Paloma here. Two of them wrote symphonies and one wrote songs. Bach, Beethoven, and Herr Johannes Brahms.
The Funny Boners with Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, and Bobby Van, the Three B's. A young man awakens from an automobile accident, but he can remember nothing, even though he's about to be married. Before the wedding can go forward, the commissioner insists that a team of psychoanalysts examine the bridegroom to pronounce him fit. The year was 1933. 5 years later, a male quartet explains how changing standards have done them in. Writers of racy erotica, their stuff has ended up dated. Their names, Rabelais, de Maupassant, Boccaccio, and Balzac. From the Gershwin score to Pardon My English, William Catt and John Cullum, Freud and Jung and Adler, and from Harold Arlen, Ira Gershwin, and E.Y. Harburg's score to Life Begins at 8:40, Graham Rowett, Philip Chaffin, Christopher Fitzgerald, and Brad Oscar, Quartet Erotica.
When a person starts to quiver with cirrhosis of the liver, we can't bother with that sort of female. What else?
well.
Dr. Freud and Jung and Adler, Adler and Jung and Freud, six psychoanalysts we. Just let us make one diagnosis. We'll know fosmosis. Dr. Freud and Jung and Adler, Adler and Jung and Freud, visiting hours 9 to 3. If you ever had the dream that Mrs. Grundy's always keeping her eye on you on Sundays, and you suddenly find her standing in your undies, we are positive that you have never seen. Dr. Freud and Jung and Adler, Adler and Jung and Freud, six sex psychos we.
Mr. Bramley, to see you, sir.
Good, good. Send him in. This is the young man I wish to consult you about. You see, he's to marry my daughter tomorrow.
Marry? Why, that implies sex.
He's oversex, he's undersex, he hasn't any sex at all. This sort of thing commences when children scribble on fences. He's oversex, he's undersex, it happened when he was that small. His mind is in confusion, there's only one conclusion. He's oversex, he's undersex, he hasn't any sex at all. It's father love, we're sure he's in love at all. His thoughts, they should be pretty, but they are probably dirty. It's father love, it happened when he was that small. His head so badly cracked is the analytical practice. He's oversexed, he's undersexed, he hasn't any sex at all.
We are happy to inform you that you are just as normal mentally as we are.
But you still think I can get married?
Of course. Only remember, Michael, you must watch your head.
You've had two bad shocks.
Another shock, and we're not responsible.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for your kind words, and I'm certainly glad to have met you. I still don't know what you're talking about, but I'm certainly glad to have met you.
If you've any mental problem that perplexes, if there's anything that's wrong with your reflexes, if you're really not certain as to which your sex is, we are positive that you have never seen.
Dr. Freud and Jung and Adler, Adler and Jung and Freud, six sex psychos we.
Once won all the glories for writing dirty stories. Sophisticated people thought our bawdiness immense. We once stopped all the traffic with stories pornographic, but we can see the handwriting on the fence.
Rabelais,
de Maupassant,
Boccaccio, and Balzac.
Once we were quite the lads. We thought that our erotica was very, very hotica, but now we're only four unsullied gallants.
Rabelais,
de Maupassant,
Boccaccio,
and
Balzac.
Babes in the wood are we. The dirt we used to dish up, sad to say, wouldn't shock a bishop of today. A volume like Ulysses makes us look like four big sissies.
Rabelais,
de Maupassant,
Boccaccio,
and
music.
Lost our TNT. We're not what we used to be.
When parents could contrive it, they'd read our books in private. But now we're sold in Liggett, and the kids think we're a bore.
Because it seems that latterly, they're reading Lady Chatterley.
And the life and loves of Evelyn Nesbit they adore.
Rabelais,
de Maupassant,
Boccaccio,
and Balzac. We've reached the bitter end. We've staged the final fade-out. Those happy days are played out.
When a lesbian was an islander and not your wife's best friend.
Rabelais,
de Maupassant,
Boccaccio,
and Balzac. Babes in the wood are we. For even with the censors and Mr. Hayes,
The kids know all the answers nowadays. We'll go back to our rockers, for we're just four alt-a-cockers.
Rabelais,
de Maupassant,
Boccaccio,
and Balzac. 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 Say it with me.
Balzac.
Never mind.
Lost our virility. We're not what we used to be.
Freud and Jung and Adler and Quartet Erotica. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. It doesn't matter if the heroic figures are real or imaginary, from the present or recent past or antiquity. Take baseball. The great players measure up regardless of when they played, whether or not they played, infield, outfield, quick of foot and bat or home run slugger. They stand together as the three great New York center fielders or as a fictional double play combination. Terry Cashman, Willie, Mickey, and the Duke, and Gene Kelly, Frank Sinatra, and Jules Munchen, O'Brien to Ryan to Goldberg.
The Whiz Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn, so down on the corner the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball, the man and Bobby Fella, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Well, Casey was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning, one Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell, the Thumper and Mel Parnell, and Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball, Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball, the man and Bobby Fella, the scooter, the barber and the Duke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Now my old friend, the bachelor, well, he swore he was the Oklahoma kid, and Cookie played hooky to go and see the Duke, and me, I always loved Willie Mae. Those were the days. Well, now it's the 80s, and Brett is the greatest, and Bobby Bonds can play for everyone. Rose is at the vet, Rusty again is a Met, and the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington. I'm talking baseball, like Reggie, Queez, and Berry, talking baseball, Carew and Gaylord Perry, Seaver, Garvey, Schmidt, and Vida Blue. Calling, it's no fluke. They'll be with Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Willie, Mickey, and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
It was Willie, Mickey, and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
I'm talking Willie.
Thank you.
to Goldberg. What a great double play.
The other team never can get to score.
In every inning,
we keep them from winning.
Each time that they try for a rally, that's when we save the day.
Someone's on first and the game is in doubt.
The guy up at bat hits a terrible clout. The dust clears away and they're both of them out. O'Brien to Ryan.
To Goldberg.
O'Brien
to Ryan.
To Goldberg.
Hacks them into the park. The crowds in the bleachers are there at dawn. They treat us royal.
Gee whiz, but they're loyal.
One game lasted 17 innings. It was way after dark. We couldn't see a darn thing anymore. We thought that the crowd had gone home good and sore.
But out of the black came a deafening roar.
O'Brien to Ryan to Goldberg.
The guy who scoops up the ball and whips it to second base.
O'Brien!
O'Brien!
And who is the guy who sends on the pill to first at an awful pace? Ryan!
Ryan!
And who is the guy who tags him at first with a pitying look on his face? Mrs. Goldberg's baby boy.
Hi, 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 hi.
Goldberg, Goldberg, that's the boy for us. Hi, 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 hi.
My mother always wanted me to play the violin. That dainty little instrument just didn't fit my chin. The night of my recital, I played Ich liebe dich. When suddenly a voice rang out, "Hey, throw that can of fish." And then a ripe tomato was hurled in rude attack. I swung my fiddle wildly and batted it right back. That moment started off my new career. And now the sweetest music to my ear is
O'Brien to Ryan to Goldberg, what they all come to see. Shortstop to second and then to first. Just 1, 2, 3, oh, the unholy trio. The way that we move on the diamond, it is sheer poetry.
Winning the games from the spring to the fall.
It's just all for one and it's just one for all. The three musketeers of the bat and the ball.
O'Brien! Hey! To Ryan! Hey!
To go!
Hey!
Bird!
Terry Cashman, Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. And from the MGM musical Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Gene Kelly, Frank Sinatra, and Jules Munchen with Roger Eden's O'Brien to Ryan to Goldberg. Here are songs about the passing scene, about people watching and the people who get watched. Some we put on pedestals, but nothing and no one are exactly what they seem. People at the top in private often find satisfactions at the bottom, and that's the source of the humor. Lee Wilcoff and Emily Lesser, these charming people, and Christopher Benjamin, David Weix, Robert Cushman, and Brian Murray with Ogden Nash's Four Prominent Bastards.
We must make it our ambition to live up to our position as we take our places in society.
When those million-dollar blokes pass, I will never make a folks pass. I will show them I am full of pedigree.
And the lady
Catalan yet when I'm honoring the opera at the Met.
So if you're not social winners, don't invite us to your dinners. We must warn you, we'll be awful hard to get.
We'll be like these charming people, putting on the Ritz, acting as befits. These charming people, very debonair, full of savoir-faire.
I hear that Mrs. Who's, it's created quite a stir. She built a little love nest for her and her chauffeur.
Ooh. If these people can be charming, then we can be charming too.
Please recall if you've forgotten that my father was in cotton and my family is truly FFV.
Merely social climbing varmints, ours was made in undergarments, so you see before you one who's BVD.
If that's a pedigree, enjoy it. My old man came from Detroit, so I'll have you know that I am FOB.
In our veins there runs the true blood. When we mingle with the blue blood, the 400 will become 403.
We'll be like these charming people, putting on the Ritz, acting as befits. These charming people, very debonair, full of savoir-faire.
I hear that Mrs. You Know is riding for a fall. It seems that when her child was born, she wasn't there at all.
If these people can be charming, then we can be charming too.
My little musical evening, Lord Canvas Bottom. Have you met Professor Pierre de Couchon?
Charmed, I'm sure.
Likewise, I'm also sure.
You know, I'm all wrapped up in art.
How interesting. Art who?
Yes, I just bought two whistlers.
Male and female, I presume.
Don't you just adore music?
No, I wallow in it.
Do you know I played on the euphonium when I was only 5?
Did you really? I played on the linoleum when I was only 2.
We'll be like these charming people, putting on the Ritz, acting as befits. These charming people, very debonair, full of savoir-faire.
It's nice of Mr. Blank Blank to lead a moral life. He's keeping 3 apartments, and 1 is for his wife.
Oh,
if these people can be charming, then we can be charming too.
I'm an autocratic figure in these democratic states. I'm a dandy demonstration of hereditary traits. As the children of the baker bake the most delicious breads, as the sons of Casanova fill the most exclusive beds, as the Barrymores, the Roosevelts, and others I could name inherited the talents that perpetuate their fame, my position in the structure of society I owe to the qualities my parents bequeathed me long ago. My pappy was a gentleman and musical to boot. He used to play piano in a house of ill repute. The madam was a lady and a credit to her cult. She enjoyed my pappy's playing, and I was the result. So my mammy and my pappy are the ones I have to thank that I'm chairman of the board of the National Country Bank. Oh,
my parents forgot to get married. Oh, my parents forgot to get wed. Did a wedding bell chime? It was always a time when my parents were somewhere in bed. Tra-la-la-la-la, they were somewhere in bed. Oh, thanks to our kind, loving parents, we are kings in the land of the free.
Your banker,
your brother,
your Washington Joker.
Three prominent bastards are we, tra-la-la-la. Three prominent bastards are we.
I'm an ordinary figure in these democratic states, a pathetic demonstration of hereditary traits. As the children of the cops possess the flattest kind of feet, as the daughter of the floozy has a waggle to her seat. My position at the bottom of society I owe to the qualities my parents bequeathed me long ago. My daddy was a married man, and what is even more, he was married to my mother, a fact which I deplore. I was born in holy wedlock, consequently, by and by, I was roped by every bastard with plunder in his eye. I invested, I deposited, I voted every fall, and if I saved a penny, why, the bastards took it all. But now I've learned my lesson, and I'm on the proper track. I'm a self-appointed bastard, and I'm gonna get it back. Oh, their parents forgot to get married. Their parents forgot to get wed. Did a wedding bell chime? It was always a time when the parents were somewhere in bed. Tra-la-la-la-la,
they were somewhere in bed. Our kind, loving parents, we are kings in the land of the free.
Your banker,
your brother,
your Washington Joker,
and me.
Four prominent bastards are we, tra-la-la-la.
Four prominent bastards are we, tra-la.
From George and Ira Gershwin's 1925 score to Tiptoes, Lee Wilcoff and Emily Lesser, These Charming People, and Christopher Benjamin, David Weix, Robert Cushman, and Brian Murray with Ogden Nash's Four Prominent Bastards. Two gentlemen about town encounter one another from time to time. They meet, greet, and chat, and nothing changes because they never had anything much to say in the first place. The world changes, but they never do. From the Gershwin's 1927 score to Funny Face, Fred Astaire with the Babbitt and the Bromide.
A Babbitt met a Bromide on the avenue one day and held a conversation in their own peculiar way.
They both were solid citizens. They both had been around. And as they spoke, you clearly saw their feet were on the ground.
Hello.
How are you?
How's the folks?
What's new?
I'm great.
That's good.
Ha ha.
Touch wood.
Well, well.
What say?
How've you been?
Nice day.
How's things?
What's new?
That's fine.
How are you? Nice weather we are having, but it gives me such a pain. I've brought my umbrella, so of course it doesn't rain.
Well, hi-ho.
That's life.
What's new?
How's wife?
Got to run.
Oh, my.
Ta-ta.
Olive oil.
Goodbye. Ten years went quickly by for both these substantial men, and then it happened that one day they chanced to meet again.
That they had both developed in 10 years, there was no doubt. And so, of course, they had an awful lot to talk about.
Hello.
How are you?
How's the folks?
What's new?
I'm great.
That's good.
Ha ha.
Touch wood.
Well, well.
What say?
How've you been?
Nice day.
How's things?
What's new?
That's fine.
How are you?
I seem to know your face, but I just can't recall your name.
Well, how have you been, old boy? You're looking just about the same.
Well, hi-ho.
That's life.
What's new?
How's the wife?
Got to run.
Oh, my.
Ta-ta.
Olive oil.
Goodbye. Before they met again, some 20 years they had to wait. This time it happened up above, inside St. Peter's gate.
A harp each one was carrying, and both were wearing wings. And this is what they said as they were strumming on the string.
Hello.
How are you?
How's the boat?
What's new?
I've got to run.
Oh, my.
Ta-ta.
Olive oil.
Goodbye.
Fred Astaire, The Babbitt and the Bromide. Here's some more people watching, this time linked to memory. How a place used to be and what she used to see. The observer who sings. What was once a dive is now a sleek boutique, but has it gotten any better? A different crowd, a different clientele, different passers-by. They're all gone. The Angels, the Punks, and the Raging Queens. This is Karen Akers.
I played this dive in the village, somewhere on the edge. During the breaks, I'd hang outside, have a drink, sitting on a ledge. I'd watch the parade as it passed by, the junkies and hot to trot. Felt so right to be sharing the night with angels, punks, and raging queens. We played that gig for a long time, got to know some folks, gave them some change or took their cards. Heard their schemes, listened to their jokes. And sometimes they'd stop and hear my song, en route to their fabulous scenes. And I still get laughs from old photographs with angels, punks, and raging queens. Well, I love that time in the village. And whores, intellectual bores, angels, punks, and raging queens. I pass that place like a phantom. Everything has changed. That lousy dive is a sleek boutique. Priorities rearranged. I long for a mix of the bad old days, the ball gowns and torn up jeans. And I see. Angels, punks, and brave.
Karen Akers with Janet Hood, Bill Russell, and Alice Ripley's Elegies for Angels, Punks, and Raging Queens. I guess it's fair to say that these final songs are elegiac. They record the passing of things, the fading away, even the dying off. What is it you lose, and what is it you worry about as you wait for time to pass? In a song of endless listing, but listing of beasts rather than people, the goal is somehow a mix of freedom and breeding, independence and pursuit, finding one's way in the world, and sex. So it's obviously not about creatures at all. From Richard Maltby Jr. and David Shire's 1989 Closer Than Ever, Lynn Winterstellar, The Bear, The Tiger, The Hamster, and The Mole.
All right, that's it, that's the one that does it. I've had it with that song and dance. A man must this and a woman must that. Two relationships don't stand a chance. I'm sorry to shout, but I'm up to here with all that crap about man and wife. For I, thank God, am a scientist, and I know the real facts of life. Like a soul possessed, I have studied and assessed the creatures of this earth. And from moose to eel, what my studies most reveal is the male's inflated worth. For in most of the animal kingdom, the ladies only seldom need men. Their dealings are straight, they meet them to mate, and never see them again. The bear, the tiger, the hamster, and the mole. Be confined to one male, she's merely felt. Once a seed is sown, she has her babes alone in the hole where the male mole dwelt. And as for the boa constrictor, she needs no more than one male response. For when it appears, she stores it for years to use whenever she wants. The ray, the rhino. On their own. In the deep and high, mothers kiss their mates goodbye and they raise their young alone. Now I make no brief for the mantis who decapitates her mate during sex. But I do like the auk who mates with a squawk and then throws rocks at her ex. The bitch, the vixen, the queen bee, and the shrew. What men have done to those fine words.
Sly little winks from some man who envies the sex life of minks, and not have to guess if he's one of the finks, or whether he drinks, or whether he stinks, or what he thinks of me. Now, of course, if fate should put upon my plate that quintessential male, I would stick like glue. Yes, I would be as true as any beaver, owl, or whale. But till then, I'll envy the oyster who lives a happy life on the shelf. When she wants a term, she releases some sperm and fertilizes herself. The hare, the condor, the guppy, and the bream. They're all out there doing what humans what you've seen and can compare. Why anyone with the will to dare can follow the tiger and the bear and hamster and a moor and me.
Lynn Winterstellar, the bear, the tiger, the hamster, and the mole. There isn't a lot of point to many of these songs, but each of them amounts to a tour de force. Songwriters love to show off, and these songs have given them their chance. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
He's the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.